Better turn it off.
E B F N.
What? Oh.
Oh yeah, Buenos just put out chips. It's the Evidence-Based Fiction Network Radio.
It's Misguided Imagery with Greg Chubbins. Chronic winds, they want you to relax after your surgery. And listening to this tape, we're going to help you relax. We're going to help you relax with all our power. Picture yourself lying on a beach, and it's a bright sunny day. When I say picture it, I don't mean you have to draw a picture. You just picture it in your own head. The beach has got beautiful sand, and it's probably in near Houston or San Bernardino. And you're lying there, and you're all by yourself, and there's no one on the beach. And the waves are lapping at your feet, and they're coming in a little harder now, kind of hitting your feet pretty hard. And maybe even it starts to, but they're hitting your feet in a relaxing way. So you just kick back, and what's next to you? An all-you-can-eat buffet. So you're relaxing, and now you're so relaxed that you don't even want any more food from the buffet. Maybe you're going to take a nap, or maybe you're going to read a Tom Clancy novel about some nuclear spy that is going to do something to do the world in. And you're going to read that novel. It'll help you relax. But now you look down the beach. There's a guy way down there. And you didn't even know there were any people on this beach, because it was all supposed to be private. Not weird private, but just not very many people there. So that's how you're going to relax, just by yourself on this beach. But now you see a guy down there. Maybe he's just wandering around. But you are thinking, maybe there is some other reason he's here. And you're also thinking, I don't even remember there being a parking lot where the guy would have come from. So where did he come from? Did he come down the hill? But he's walking towards you in a pretty relaxed manner. So you're feeling the waves pounding on your feet. And that guy, he's coming a little closer. But you keep relaxing as hard as you can. You're relaxing so hard that you're starting to sweat a little bit. But that's part of relaxing. And it's partly to do with the buffet. Because all you can eat means you probably went a little bit overboard. Here comes this guy. Now you're starting to think, I've seen movies where this doesn't go very well. Because a lot of times, guys on the beach are murderers. Especially ones that are wandering around by themselves where there's no parking lot. Maybe he's looking for a victim. I don't think so, though. Not in this case. Because this is not that kind of a beach where they murder people. It's a more it's more of a beach where people just go to relax. So picture that guy, and now you find out from one of the locals, his name is Weird Ernie. And now you think, maybe that you didn't know that name until later in the day, but now you find out after the guy goes away, oh, that was Weird Ernie. And he had all sorts of questions. He said, why don't you give me some of the food from the buffet? They'd never know the difference. And then you were trying to just relax and get real relaxed in the situation. And you said back to him, I'm not going to do that because I don't think we're supposed to. And I might even get charged double. And one thing that I hate is getting charged double at a buffet. But then you're starting to get a little more sweaty and you start to relax again and realize that it's just some guy asking for some buffet food. No big deal. And he goes away and you go back to lying down and you're reading in your Tom Clancy book. And the guy's just gotten the codes to the... And he's got his finger on the button. But then you put the book down and the water's lapping at your feet. It's higher now. It's coming up around your... almost around your neck area. And you're starting to think, what if I'm stuck in this sand? It feels warm and it feels relaxing. But what if I'm stuck? Like in a Tarzan movie. So you lift your leg up and you found out you're not stuck. But then you realize if water came in real fast and the sand flowed in, you could be buried alive. And that'd be relaxing for a while until the not alive part set in. But that's not going to happen. Because we're going to have you relaxed here. And we want you to recover. And we want you to get better. And we want you to follow the misguided imagery to help you do it.
This is some misguided imagery with Greg Chubbins from Chronic Winds, where we want you to relax after your procedure or your high fever. But it's come down now. It's about 102, or maybe it's even lower by now. And we're going to take you on a guided image through a relaxing drive through America's heartland. I want you to picture yourself. And again, I don't mean you have to draw a picture, but I just want you to think in your head about it. And you're in your car, and you're starting out down a quiet country road. You start up that car, and you're heading down the road. You stop at that first intersection, and you look both ways, because you don't want anything getting in your way of relaxing. And hopefully there are no kids behind some of these bushes where you're driving right now. Because it kind of seems like I see some toys off to the side, but I don't see any kids. And the bushes, they're beautiful to look at, but they also make a great hiding spot for a kid to jump out and think they're doing a prank, and it costs them their life. But now we're into more of an open spot. And I'm seeing some people's gardens and some cornfields. And the corn's beautiful this time of year. It's just starting to have the tassels and some of the corn cobs. that are going to be so delicious, even though not all of it gets digested, and some of it, well, anyway, the corn looks like it's doing pretty well this year. And as we're driving down this road, there's some deer in the distance, and they're just eating on some trees. They look like pine trees. Very quiet, relaxing pine trees with Greg Chubbins. I came up to that intersection. I got a little, that wasn't really a close call, but it sure could have been. That guy looked a little edgy. Now we're driving by here, and on my left is the local flea market. It's in full operation, and people are at their tables selling off all the odds and ends from their life, probably to pay off some medical bills that they couldn't afford. It's a good way to do that. Take those family treasures and sell them off at a flea market, like the one we're passing by now. Hundreds of people, they're buying them. Pennies on the dollar, but still, every penny counts when you've got big medical debts. But anyway, we're past the flea market now, and I see a guy up ahead. He's slowing down a little bit, and now he's slowing down a little too much. He's a local mail guy, so he had to stop there. I thought he might have gone crazy, or maybe passed out or something. Or maybe he was driving drunk. But he wasn't. He was a mailman, and he was just giving a guy some mail. Probably some nice magazines or a letter from a distant relative, along with some medical bills. I could see the logo on the letter that said Chronic Winds Overdue. And he was putting that in the guy's mailbox. He'll probably be over at the flea market before too long. Here's a semi-truck coming towards me. They're usually pretty good drivers. And I hope they... I hope they better be. Because it's an awful big rig to be driving if you're not in control of it. That guy was in control. But a lot of times, they aren't in control. And the thing turns into a killing machine. A 40-ton killing machine. This guy was in control, though. There are a lot of nice daisies out in the ditch as I'm driving down this beautiful country road today. I hope thinking of those daisies is going to help you relax and recover from your procedure or that high fever you had. It's probably down even since we started talking and relaxing. It's probably gone down to, I would guess, maybe 101.5 just from the relaxation alone. Keep up the good work. And this has been some misguided imagery from Greg Chubbins at Chronic Winds.
We're going to help you relax after your latest procedure or an operation or some kind of wart removal you might have been having. And what better way to relax than a relaxing feel-good movie from the late 70s or early 80s? We don't allow movies at Chronic Winds. The channel changers have been, research has shown, they can cause renal failure. No tunnel. I meant carpal tunnel. And so we'll help you relax with just a tape. And you can listen to the tape and go back to a simpler time with Greg Chubbins. Picture yourself and you're sitting at a roadside stop. You're pretty relaxed and you're just watching the traffic go by. Then something interesting happens. A semi-truck pulls up. And who gets out of it? It's Burt Reynolds. And inside the semi, there's a monkey. And you hop in every which way but loose. Every which way but loose. You turn me every which way but loose. And you're off down the road with the man himself, Clint Eastwood. I mean Burt Reynolds. Off in his semi-truck, riding off with that monkey. Down the road. Picture yourself in a romantic setting, and it's in New York City, circa 1979. You're hanging out with the most beautiful woman you could imagine. It's Liza Minnelli, and it's Arthur. If you get caught between the moon and New York City, the best that you can do is to fall in love. If you get caught between the moon and New York City, the best that you can do is fall in love. Arthur, starring Liza Minnelli. And you might even be over there with Dudley Moore. Picture how that's going. With Dudley Moore right by your side. Now, let's think again. Now let's try to get another movie under our belt to help you relax. You're getting in the vibe of a simpler time, the late 70s and the early 80s. Things were simpler. There weren't any computers to goof up your medical record or destroy your credit. But now, it's a more complicated time. And with the computers, anything could happen. You could get the wrong prescription. But not back in this period of time. Let's go to one more image to help you relax, help you get through this painful time. And we're gonna think about yourself, and you're at a fancy casino in Monte Carlo. But something's going on to the side. I don't like the looks of it. It looks like it could be a Russian agent or it could be a Chinese person coming to get you. But who's there with your back? It's James Bond. Like heaven above me, the spy who loved me will keep me always keeping on. Like heaven above me, it's the spy who loved me. She'll always keep me keeping on. You're off with James Bond. He's got your back. He's killing your enemies left and right. So you got nothing to worry about. You can just relax, and you can let him do all the killing. Now, I hope these 70s and early 80s movies and the themes the relaxing themes will help you through your busy day. Because tomorrow you probably got a lot to do. Different, they'll be probably trying different drugs on you, and who knows what the side effects could be. They could be something terrible. But that's tomorrow. That's another day. Today, keep thinking about if you get caught between the moon and New York, like heaven above me, the spy who loved me every which way but loose, you turn me every which way but loose. This is Greg Chubbins from Chronic Winds, helping you relax and helping you take it easy into the early 80s and the late 70s. We want to help you relax after your surgery or some bad disease you've had. And we're going to use misguided imagery to help you do it. I want you to close your eyes and lie there in your hospital bed. And I want you to think about what I'm going to say to you. I want you to lift your hand up and feel the cool air around your hand. Wave it around a little bit and feel the cool hospital air. But don't reach too far over. That outlet is 220. You'd fry like a oyster if you touched it. But it would be a relaxing oyster smell. So I wouldn't even worry about it. Wave your hand around a little bit more. And I want you to just relax and feel the edge of the hospital bed where the railing is. And that keeps you safe in case you go crazy and try to get out of bed. Or if you get too weak and you start to fall out of bed, that railing's there. So you can relax and be either weak or go crazy. You don't even have to worry about it. It'll just be relaxing. Now, set that left hand down, but not too hard. And don't bump it into anything either, because there's probably they have a needle in it, so they're ready to add medicine to you. But set it down pretty gently and lift up your right hand. Lift it up real slow and relaxing and wave it around. And feel the cool breeze. Feel that cool hospital air waving between your fingers. But don't hold your hand up like you're saluting Hitler. Just wave it around like normal. Don't reach your hand up too high, because there's a bag of fluid up there. It's keeping you alive. That's why you can stay relaxed. If you hit that bag, it's going to go all over the place. So just raise your right hand up a little bit and feel the cool air between your fingers and down your arm. Now put your arm down again. And now we're going to feel how relaxing your legs can get. Take your right leg and lift it off the bed a little bit. Not real high like you're... Don't be kicking it like you're Jan Stenerud or something. Just lift it a little bit off the bed. It's not like 4th and 15 or something. It's just about 2 inches off the bed. And now wiggle that foot around. Wiggle it around. wiggle it, wiggle it, wiggle it, wiggle it. And feel how relaxing it gets when you wiggle that foot around. Now set it back down on the bed. Now lift up your left foot. And take that foot. And move it side to side. And then up and down. And now kind of twist it to the middle, like toward your, like if there was a line coming out of your nose and your belly button that went straight down. Tip it toward that line as far as you can, but not so the pain becomes excruciating. Just so you feel a little bit of a relaxing twinge, and then you can relax it again. And set that leg back down on the bed. Now, we're going to put all four limbs together in one of the most relaxing moves known to man. Take your right arm and your left arm and your right leg and your left leg and lift them all up towards the ceiling all at once. Lift them slowly, like when they lift a net full of lobsters out of the ocean. They lift all four corners at once, and like your stomach would be the net full of lobsters, and the ship, the hook on the ship, would be in the lamp above your hospital bed. Now lift all four corners and rise up toward that ship and let the hook lift you out of the ocean waters and onto the deck of the USS Relaxation. We're helping you relax here at Chronic Winds with Misguided Imagery with Greg Chubbins.
EBFN Radio is written and produced by Eric Belgum. www.ebfn.org.